Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sheeting back up here. I feel good. I have regained trust. This Phillies team have you. 215-592-9494. Plus a Try Day Friday. We're looking for a food from another state that we should try. Kyle's going to be down in Virginia tonight or this weekend. Not West Virginia. But I'm sure they have good food in either.
Yeah. Virginia.
Does West Virginia have like any famous food?
I'm sure they have something.
Probably some squirrel meat or something.
You're right. It's probably not when you think of like fine cuisine. It's not probably the state you think about.
I mean, Virginia is like Virginia ham. You know, I don't think of like West Virginia anything.
They have to have something. Doesn't every state have something?
Do they have to? So Wyoming have like 500,000 people. They might not have anything.
That's true. That they might have no food of note. All right. So we'll try Day Friday, food from a different state we should try. But Hugh, you know, yesterday we discussed something on the show. And you ever have one of those things where we talk about something for like a show or a half a show?
Yeah.
And then it hits you a little bit different when you go home?
Well, when you get more information.
More information, or you just rehear it, right? Sometimes with audio, I hear it, and then I hear it again. I'm like, wait a second.
That didn't sound right.
Yeah, or you pick something else up from it. So yesterday, and it was a great interview, Jalen Hurts, he was on the morning show as part of Eagles Radiothon. By the way, I think it's nearly $600,000, over $500,000 raised for Eagles Radiothon.
Congratulations. Thank you to all the people that contributed.
Yes. We appreciate anyone who bid or donated for our show, but just in general, for any of the things up for bid, it's great. But yesterday, Jalen was on to talk about his item for Radiothon, and he was on with James Seltzer and John Ritchie, and then they just started talking about the team and the season to come, and Jalen spoke about, you know, kind of a new responsibility he has now and maybe why he didn't have that in the past. Here's Jalen Hurts yesterday.
What you may have seen from years past is just different autonomy in different places. You know, we had a great player, Jason Kelce, who took on a lot of responsibility. And as a result of that, I was told not to worry about a lot of things. My eagerness to learn and all of that over the years, you know, kind of was halted because of who we had. But now times are different, and I'm excited for that journey for this team.
All right, so Jalen Hurts yesterday said his eagerness to learn was halted, and this is in reference to whose responsibility it is to really be in charge of protection, right? It was Jason Kelce, and now it's changing here. With Kelce here no more, it's going to be more on Hurts to do that as the quarterback. And Hugh, yesterday when we play this, it just kind of struck me, right? And my first thought was, okay, it's not that big of a deal, but I now have to change the learning curve here because I think it's going to take Jalen some time to be able to master this. Maybe he'll get there one day. It's 5 weeks from now. Maybe it's the end of the season. I don't know. But we have to give him time because he's saying he really didn't do it, or he didn't have to do it, or maybe was told not to do it. But a couple things now hit me the more I hear about it. And it bothers me. And the things that bother me, number one, why weren't the Eagles having Hurts kind of learn behind the scenes? I mean, they knew just as much as we do. Jason's time was about to be over. Mm-hmm. It's kind of bizarre that the Eagles weren't almost saying, hey, Jalen, learn along with Jason. Kind of take some of that with him. Be there as he prepares. That's bizarre to me. Second thing that frustrates me about it is it felt like a little bit of a lack of accountability from Jalen Hurts for last year. And he's just answering the question, but I'm listening to it. I'm like, we know the blitz was an issue last year. We know the offense was an issue. And it sounded to me like, hey, that wasn't me last year. I'm like, it's me now, but that wasn't me last year. I'd like to hear a little more accountability. And I do wonder why the Eagles, because it didn't sound to you like they told him, don't worry about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's strange to me because he's the franchise quarterback. He's going to be here a long time, you would think. And they knew Jason Kelce was going to retire sooner than later. And this would probably be now on Jalen. It's bizarre that they are part of halting his learning curve. It's an odd thing the more you think about it.
You know, it's funny because initially when I heard it, and when I heard it, I was thinking from more of a football aspect, and I wasn't thinking about anything outside of football in my interactions and my relationships with certain individuals, because it's almost like I remember being in the huddle, and I was telling you a story this morning where, you know, sometimes they would call a play and I would forget immediately. I would immediately forget. I would just blank out because I'm out there yelling and screaming or doing whatever it is I was doing. And I would have to ask Hollis what the play was, because Hollis has a memory that he remembers everything. And so I looked at it like I look at everything as football is concerned, as a symbiotic relationship. And when I'm on the field as a player, you know, outside of the time when I was yelling at Trot, telling him to do his job and I was doing mine, that, you know, you're all in it for the greater good. And at some point, you know, that's what it's about when you're out there on Sunday. And now listening to the comments from Jalen, it just, I feel like in this moment right now, and what we're trying to accomplish, it was unneeded. You know what I mean? Because now, you know, you as you sit back and you listen to some of the things that he said, and he's talking about specifically his relationship with the center, Jason, and how his growth was stunted. I feel like that did not need to be said in this moment, because we are getting ready. Whatever it was last year, we don't need to rehash that. And even you pointed out that it was time to move on. Jalen's a smart man, you know, and I always give him the benefit of the doubt. But the last couple of press conferences that he's been in, like, Jalen doesn't say anything that doesn't have meaning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Intentional.
Yes. So that's why listening to it now, it sounds like it were comments that were made that didn't have to be made in this sense,
yeah,
in this setting.
I agree with that. And it also came across, so there's a little bit of a lack of accountability for last year. Like, hey, that wasn't on me. Right? That wasn't my department last year, but it was on somebody else. The other thing, by the way he said it, it almost is as if he's asking for a little bit of grace as we start this season.
No, you're not going
to
get that, bro.
Well, but that's what it sounded like to me. Like, hey, I had an eagerness to learn. It was halted by whoever, whether it be the Eagles, the coordinator, Jason. I don't know who halted his eagerness to learn, but someone did. Now I'm learning. But, like, I think it's going to take him time to master this. It doesn't come overnight. Jalen Hurts.
Anybody trying to hear that, Joe?
Well, that's true. Jalen Hurts is a fifth-year starter in the NFL, fifth-year player, fourth-year starter. So a lot of times by year five, this is like you got this down. You know, picking up the blitz and setting protections. He's telling us he's learning it now for the first time.
I tell you what, and Jalen, if you're listening, I'm gonna tell you what I know to be a fact. Whatever foundation that you're laying for, it's not on you. That dog is not going to hunt. Like, so you need to let that go. Like, I don't know who's telling you to, if that's the case, give you the benefit of the doubt. If that's the case, I don't know who's telling you that this is the proper way to go about this thing, but that's not going to fly, bro. Cause ain't nobody, once that first snap is made, ain't nobody worrying about Kelsey. They're going to be listening to him on television. Ain't nobody going to be talking about the woes of the offense from last year. They're going to be talking about your play. When you turn on the TV and you look at the storylines, most of the storylines are about you and the head coach, but you in particular. So that should tell you everything that you need to know, regardless of how you feel, if it's fair or not. It's all going to fall on your shoulders if you're not playing well.
It also opens up the layer of you go back to last year and how it looked, and you wonder if part of that's why he looked checked out. Like, maybe he felt like, I don't have say on the offense. The guy that was supposed to be the coordinator doesn't have say anymore, and I can't even check at the line of scrimmage. It's on Kelsey. It's not on me. It opens up all those thoughts in my head. 215-592-9494. As you hear it again, how did the Jalen Hurts comment from yesterday hit you? It the more I hear it, the more it bothers me. It's just... it's a lack of accountability, and it makes me think that they're going to need some time to figure this out now, and they're not like as prepared as they need to be. Kyle, how did it hit you a day later what Jalen told James and John yesterday?
I didn't even need a day. I had the same reaction that I had yesterday when I heard it. I didn't like it, and I didn't want to make a huge deal about it. You know, a lot of other things going on. It was a very positive Eagles day, but I didn't like it the minute that I heard it. First of all, I mean... we all know, and he has said himself, that he's very intentional with everything he says and does. If you hear the question, they don't really ask about Jason Kelce. They're more asking about how Cam Jurgens is adjusting. So he offered that up unprompted.
He went there on his own.
He basically brought it back to last season. So, like, what's the point of doing that other than to remind everybody or maybe plant the seed again that, hey, like, you know, what happened at the end of last year with all the blitz stuff wasn't my fault. Like, hey, we had this guy, Jason Kelce, here who was really supposed to handle the whole thing. And we saw how that went. And then it also makes me wonder if he's planting the seeds for this year, like ahead of time. Like, hey, if I'm a little slow on the pickup with that and it takes a little bit to adjust, that's because I hadn't been, you know, eager to learn, which that part of it bothered me too. Like, why his eagerness to learn? Like, you could say his learning was halted. Why was his eagerness to learn halted? Why did he not want to?
It almost comes across, when he said that, the eagerness to learn, it almost comes across as if he wanted to and he was pushed away.
Sure,
whether
right.
by Kelce or the coaches,
exactly.
They told him just like, ignore this.
And then the last thing that hits me is it makes me wonder who was the one saying, hey, don't worry about it. And why? Was it Kelce? Was it Nick Sirianni? Was it, you know, was this an organizational thing? Like, hey, you know, don't worry about this. Just a lot of things went through my head when I first heard it, and I did not like it.
Look, no matter what he said yesterday, my eyes were going to be on how the Eagles handle the blitz next week, Hugh. We're all going to be watching that. It's even more now. After that comment yesterday, it's like the number one thing I'm looking for next Friday night. When they line up, Hugh, the first third down against the Packers, they're bringing pressure.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see how the new operation, but now Hurts is saying like he's more a part of setting the protections, how they figure it out.
Yeah, and I would say this too, that moving forward, because it's everything that Jalen says now, you're really gonna have to listen to it because I feel like now that there are some hidden meanings there. You gotta be careful about what you say in these press conferences. Like he has to really be mindful about how he said certain things because it's going to be open for interpretation. That one right there yesterday, hearing it yesterday, I was strictly in football mode. I wasn't thinking of anything about what the implications were, anything like that. I was thinking strictly football. But now when you hear him again, it's one of those things where, yeah, it feels like the past is real. It's the equivalent of you don't let the toilet seat down, and you said everything is cool, and then you want to bring it back up months later.
Yeah, that's a lot of toilet seat talk that Jalen's doing. We don't need to do that.
We don't need to
talk.
Excuse me.
215-592-9494. All right, how did the Hurts comments from yesterday with James and John hit you? Because the more I hear it, the more it bothered me. And Kyle brings up a good point. He went down that path all by himself. Like, James and John didn't ask the question, like, hey, what happened against the blitz last year? The question was about Cam Jurgens and how he has developed as the center here. And Jalen, you know, on his own said, last year, I didn't have a chance to do it. And we saw what happened. All right, 215-592-9494. And the Phillies, have they regained your trust? Plus, Try Day Friday, give us a food from a different state we should try. Terrence in Springfield.
Terrence.
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, Joe Kyle, what's up, man? Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Try Day Friday. Terrence, what are you feeling today?
I'm going to talk about Jalen Hurts first. First of all, my thing is, you don't sound eager to handle the blitz. Like, don't they teach you how to handle the blitz in like your first season in the NFL? Shouldn't you be trying to learn that? That's what I'm not getting.
Yeah, so, Terrence, I have two thoughts as you say that. Yeah, you should, right? From day one, it should have been something he's trying to learn.
Right.
And if they told him not to, that's shame on the Eagles, right? Because at some point, Jason Kelce is going to retire, and it's going to be more on Jalen to kind of be in charge of this. So if the Eagles stunted his growth, that's on the Eagles, too.
Yeah, and like you said, a key part, Joe, that's going to be extremely, extremely important this season, handling the blitz. You think every team not going to go full throttle at Jalen Hurts and these guys to see if they can handle the blitz? Believe me, Green Bay is going to come at Jalen Hurts. They're going to come at him relentlessly. And hopefully Kellen Moore got some X's and O's. He can scheme up some stuff to get these guys open. A player off the blitz on a hot route. We need to see how he plays the blitz this year. It's very important. But my thing is, bro, you should be eager to learn this in your rookie season. As for the Phillies, man, I think they're back. I was telling Kyle, that was a clutch win last night against a division rival with the division on the line. And they gave us another game up on these guys. Man, Nick, if Nick keeps playing like this, man, I think we can go far. But I have a little bit concerned about Trey Turner, about Bryce Harper, about Kyle Schwarber, and Alec Bohm. These guys haven't been hitting for a while, and I'm hoping they can get their spark towards the end of the season and the playoffs That's going to be huge for us to see how far we can go and win this World Series. I got to see more from them, but I do think we're back. I think our pitching, they can only carry us so far, guys. So I feel like at some point, Bryce Harper and these guys got to wake up.
They do. Bryce really does. And the Bohm one, we got to keep our eye on that. Bohm's been in a little bit of a slump here for a while. He looks frustrated. And then last night, he hurt his hand. That was weird. They did x-rays. They said it was negative. But on the swing, he looked in pain.
And Joe, my thing is, every time you strike out or ground out, stop slamming the bat. Like, come on, with these temper tantrums. Bohm, like, come on, bro. You're a grown man. Like, try to fix it the right way. Stop throwing these temper tantrums, throwing the bat on the ground.
I know. He can't control his emotions. It's been like that since he was a young player. Terrence, give us a food we should try for Tri-Day.
Hey, man, like, I was in Jersey. I don't know if you guys know what Brigantine is, but I went there 1 year. And this is something I never had. I tried it. We all know everybody likes pizza. I had some pineapple chicken pizza. That was delicious. I don't know if you guys.
I've never tried that. No, it's a pineapple chicken. That's it.
From where? What state?
In Brigantine.
Pineapple chicken.
All right, Terrence, we'll get you in the mix. Pineapple chicken. I mean, there's the Hawaiian pizza, which is the pineapple and the ham. I've never seen the pineapple chicken, Hugh.
I'm not a big fan of pineapple on pizza.
Are you a pineapple guy in general?
I've had anchovies on pizza, which is nasty.
Oh, I'm out on anchovies.
Yeah, and it's a little salty.
It's gross.
A little salty.
But do you like pineapple, like, just in normal settings? And not on pizza, or you're out on pineapple?
I like pineapple. I like pineapple, but not on my pizza.
I think pineapple's underrated.
No, it is. It's really good.
Like a good fresh pineapple. Like if you cut, you get like the real pineapple and you cut it.
Yeah, or you get the actual thingy.
Oh, that you could cork it. Yeah, I think it's really good. M
the thingy
is in Virginia. What's up, M?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
M, how we doing, buddy?
I'm at work. Trying to get it done this Friday, trying to get her up and get off.
That's right. Holiday weekend, mm-hmm. Friday. I hear that. All right, Em, what are you thinking on the Phils?
I don't do holiday Phils. Yeah, I'm happy in the place they are. I'm new to this baseball thing. Last night was making me, you know, on the edge of my seat because as long as I've been watching, Chris, he been killing it. And last night it was looking a little shaky, but then the bat started batting, and I went to sleep happy.
We all did.
That's all that mattered. That
was
to sleep happy.
And it was a huge win.
That helps.
They needed that one. If they lost last night and it's down to four games, we're worried today.
Yeah. It's looking up now. I didn't check the standings this morning to see where we were, but
yeah. So we're up six. We're up six on the Braves, and then just one behind the Dodgers for that top seed. All right, you got a food for us that we should try?
Yeah. So of course, I know where I'm at. I'm in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was going to Williamsburg, which is a perfect place because he ain't got that far to go. It took me 45 minutes to get there. There's a place in Williamsburg called Captain George's. It's a seafood buffet, soul food buffet. Sit down. Even though it's a buffet, I done sat there and had them because I'm fat and lazy. I'm not really fat, but I'm fat and lazy. And I get them to bring snow crab legs to the table till I'm ready to pop. Also, while you're down there, it's an outlet. Don't laugh at me.
Well, you said you were about to pop. That made me laugh. Now, go ahead. What's the other thing?
Yeah. It's a shopping outlet a couple blocks away, and also it's a place called York Beach. Nice little beach right, not too far from there, but yeah. Had you a nice little time.
Get I like it.
On the beach.
Em, good stuff. We appreciate it. I just thought, did this Tri-Day come just so Kyle can get recommendations for his trip this weekend?
Maybe. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I think that's what this
was
about.
Oh, you can eat soul food?
It was my idea.
I do like how he goes to the buffet, but has them bring the snow crabs to the table until he pops.
That's a lot. Bring my snow crab. I'm not a big seafood guy.
Oh,
I'm not.
Crazy.
Like, I know that they have, like down south, the lobster boil places where they boil it and put it on your plate in a bag. I'm cool on that. With the potatoes and...
It's delicious.
No, I'm cool. I'm good.
I think seafood done right is really good. And if you do it wrong, it's like you think you're getting yourself into something good and it's not. But no, good seafood done right, especially different areas of the country, right?
Where they crawfish?
Crawfish, Maryland crabs, Louisiana, the crawfish down. Yeah, it depends on where you are.
I do like to see that when they do the crab, the seafood boils, though. Mm. When they put all that stuff in there, the seasoning and stuff, when they do it, the big boil,
So
no, I don't eat it.
Would you rather have crab or lobster if you had to pick?
Probably lobster.
Yeah, I'd be a crab. More
I tried,
crab guy.
Like, you know what? I don't like lobster's too chewy. I don't like the texture.
You got to dip it in butter.
Yeah, I did. I tried to up my game. I don't like
real butter or plant based?
No, it was real butter.
Okay.
And because I went to, I forgot the name of the place that, what is the, they have the lobster, stir fry. I can't think of the name of the restaurant. Not too far from here. Down like where the old station used to be. I can't remember the name of the restaurant.
Okay. I mean, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, but I could eat that. But as far as like the whole lobster, the texture.
Yeah, I can't picture you with a little lobster bib on sitting there breaking the lobster open.
Yeah, I'm not. Nah.
Not for you?
Nah. And plus that one time when I saw how they're made. That's a little
A little piece of advice. If you like to eat food that was once alive, don't look up how it's made. You're better off.
Man, I went down a rabbit hole one night and I'm just watching people throw like the crabs in the thing and watching them, you know. Weirdo stuff, I know.
Your algorithm? Get you
yes,
again?
Yes.
Let's grab Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Andy. What's up today?
Not too much. I wanted to start off with just quick. I was thinking about you this morning, Hugh. And you just brought up everything that happened to you last year. And I can't imagine. I just want to tell you, you know, I sit in a truck all day long. And I know I don't know you guys. I know we're not friends. But you become like friends to us. And I really, really appreciate the things that you've said and been honest about over the years, especially like therapy and all those things. I've been through a lot. I know you have. But just want to put that out there. I don't want to bring up something old, but thank you.
Oh, thank you hey, man, appreciate you listening, man. It means a lot. It really does.
And Andy, we did get to meet you tonight for the first time. And listen, we consider you guys, you know, we're all together. Like this show, we don't know each other personally, but I feel like we kind of do from 10 to 2 every day. We're together, so we appreciate you being part of this, Andy.
Yeah, well, anyway, sorry to get that out of the way. So going back to the stuff you guys were talking about, and I'm listening to what you're saying, because I didn't really think a whole lot about what Jalen Hurts said. The way I took it was more that he never worked somewhere where – I took it as like he was frustrated with the old regime and is looking forward to working with the new coaching staff this mm-hmm. year. Because you ever been somewhere and you just can't stand it and you stop caring?
Yes, I think we've all had one of those jobs at some point, whether it be when you're younger or, you know, more into your career.
McDonald's.
I think everyone's had one of those.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah, Hugh.
Yeah.
He what was the name of your boss?
Sharon Plew.
Yeah, Hugh's boss at McDonald's. He's still upset about that decades later.
Still salty.
Well, that's kind of how I took it. I understand why people would take it differently as well. But part of it that bothers me is when people talk about this stuff, and again, I feel like I'm like Mr. Sensitive today, which I am, you know, sensitive guy, but I was listening this morning, and people are saying some things that are just mean and nasty, and it's like he's just a guy, man. He's just a kid. People forget that these people are human. You know, they're counting their money and thinking that makes them someone different, but just, you know, hold off is all I'm saying. I feel like I'm doing a huge PSA for the morning. Just like go easy sometimes.
I get that. Yeah. Listen,
names.
No, that's not necessary. He can feel however he wants to feel. And obviously, he felt like at some point they stunted him. And now he's got to catch up, whether that was the coaches, Kelsey. I don't know. I mean, we don't know what happened behind the scenes. But yeah, I mean, I just, my thing now is, Andy, I think for me at least, I'm going to give him some time to figure this out, because that's something you have to master. I don't expect Hurts to be a master at recognizing everything he's got to do now, because it's really probably the first time it's ever been fully on him without Kelsey there. So it just kind of hit me yesterday that we may have to give him time to figure this out. Andy, what food should we try from a different state? What do you got?
I get it. So quick, well, I'm sorry, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Taiwan Walker going in the bullpen.
Yep.
All that I just said. Can somebody lock the door and just toss the key?
Lock him in the bullpen.
I feel bad again saying it, but
no,
man,
don't feel bad on this.
You can't do your job.
Yeah, don't feel
so
bad
anyway,
on this. Go ahead.
Food. Have you ever had chilaquiles?
No. What is that?
Oh, yeah. Good.
It's a Mexican food originally, but if you go to the Southwest, like New Mexico, Arizona, they have it. It's a breakfast food. So you take tortillas, you know, like the chips, and you put them in a pan with refried beans or salsa or both, eggs in it, you know, like not a fried egg, but you put an egg on top and everything and mix it together. And it's just so delicious. It's just basically just like super comfort food, and so you want to sit around and get fat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like that last guy was saying, this is a good way to do it, but it's delicious.
I think you just gave me my idea for the first football Sunday, next Sunday. I'm going to make this for myself as I watch
Look
Sunday Ticket.
Great.
Yeah, it sounds delicious. I mean, anything Mexican kind of food, I'm in. Andy, good phone call.
So, like, the idea of it is they're tortilla chips, but they're smothered in sauce. So they're not like, you know, like they get a little softer and they're
delicious.
Like covered in it. Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah,
that's,
I'm in,
crazy.
On that.
We're not going to have anything to do the first Sunday of the season. We're going to be chilling.
NFL Sunday Ticket.
It's
is
called
what
Red
I'm
Zone,
doing.
Man.
Yeah. I'm in all day.
Locked
all right.
In.
215-592-9490 for more of your phone calls coming up. Have the Phillies regained your trust? And did Hertz's comments yesterday to the morning show bother you? Your food suggestions from another state for Tri-Day, and we'll address what's going on down in Brazil, which seems like a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some audio from the Eagles players who don't exactly sound thrilled to be going down there. And we have found out the uniform combo as well the Eagles will be wearing. We'll hit that next. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year. It's football season, people. And what's on the menu for football season? Pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield and put some pork on your fork. Elevate your kickoff cuisine with Hatfield's winning lineup of marinated pork tenderloins, bacon, and ham. Whether you're a tailgate king or a gridiron gourmet, Hatfield helps you savor the taste of victory. Visit simplyhatfield.com to find recipes. Find your flavor with Hatfield.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Tri-Day Friday, pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party today we're giving away. Presented by Bud Light. Best answer we get to a food from another state we should try. Kyle's going down to Virginia this weekend. Not West Virginia, but Virginia.
Virginia.
Best food we get from another state. That sounds interesting to us. We'll give away those tickets later in the show. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Phillies. Have they regained your trust? And Jalen Hurts' comments yesterday, how'd they hit you? I mean, like, I'm bothered by them. Did they bother you? A lot of things hit me as I re-listed Jalen's comments yesterday, both from an accountability standpoint and just questioning how long it will now take him as the lead guy in setting protection to kind of master this. Is it, you know, half a season? Is it a full season? I don't know. Is he going to be great at it next Friday? We shall see. 215-592-9494. Also, speaking of next Friday, that game, of course, is going to be in Brazil, Hugh, which is its own...
Brazil!
It's its own challenge for each team. Not only a long travel to start the season, then they got to go play a game in a foreign country. And that's not totally new, right? The NFL does this a few times a year, whether it's Germany, London. They've never gone to Brazil, though. And we've heard a lot of things from the jump. Hugh, you were one of the first ones I heard when we first discussed this. You were like, I don't know about Brazil.
Nah. I mean, Brazil, see, I think a lot of people, when they think of Brazil, they think about when Snoop Dogg went there and shot a video, beautiful, and all this other good stuff. Hey, Brazil has changed a little bit. It's a lot going on over there, man. And it's not safe as it once was. And then, not only that, when we started talking about that, Joe, the story came out not too long ago about how they do not like the color green.
Well, that's a whole
part
of it.
They got two damn green teams going over there.
They do. And yesterday, the Eagles player spoke, and neither player we're going to play for here sounded particularly enthused by the idea of heading down to Brazil for this game. First, let's hear Devontae asked about going to play in Brazil. Devontae, usually a man of few words, but even fewer on this one.
Devontae, what are your thoughts on playing in Brazil, going, you know, quite a distance to play your...
Say it again.
What are your thoughts on playing in Brazil, going this great distance to play a game?
No comment.
Really? Not excited? You're not?
It's football. Just line up.
So no comment. It's football. Just line up. Let's also hear from A.J. Brown, a man of a little more words, and he will be a little more colorful when he speaks sometimes. Here's what he had to say about going down to Brazil.
We had a meeting yesterday, and it was like a whole bunch of don't do's. And I'm just trying to go down there, win a football game, come back home. That's the best way I could put it. After hearing all this stuff, you know, I'm probably going to be in my room.
What were you told not to do?
A lot, honestly. Things that we would normally do here, even simple as just walking down the street with your phone in your hand and stuff like that, like, which is kind of crazy. So,
Hugh, it sounds like they have this in their head. Like, they've been told to be careful. AJ's talking about not going out of his room. It's a bizarre way to start the season because it feels like they're going down a long way just to sit in the rooms and go play a game.
Well, and not only that, I'm assuming because there are some other like health situations going on down there in Brazil. Like, I'm pretty sure that their meals are probably going to be heavily scrutinized. Their water. I don't know how much about the water.
I would think they're staying at a hotel that is.
Yeah, but still, man. Like, listen. When you start talking about going places and don't drink the water and all that stuff, then that means I don't even want to shower in the water. Because you're in.
That's 3 days.
Yeah, now. But I might have to go ahead and ride that 3 days on out. And then after the game.
Now you got to shower after the game.
I don't know, dog. And shower in some what's that, some bottled water. Get some bottled water.
That's
and
a
put
lot
it
of
in
bottles.
Bucket. Yeah. You got to do what you got to do, man. But yeah, man, it just seems like a lot to do to go play a football game. But there, you know, we signed up for it. It felt like a bad idea from the jump, though, to be totally honest.
Well, now, for me, it's going to be which team handles the distractions better. It feels like a distraction, right? You're going to a foreign country, which, again, that's not new for the NFL. They do this every year. Players go play in countries they've never played in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, most of the time, it's been in Europe lately. But how you handle it, how you handle the travel, the long flight, and then the weirdness of this, right? I've never heard this before. Players saying they're just going to stay in their hotel room. Usually, it's almost like, you know, think about the Phillies. They really enjoyed London. When the Phillies went to the Eagles went to London, what was that now, 6 years ago against the Jaguars? They seemed to enjoy themselves there, at least take in a little bit of the place and then go play a game. Kyle, this is going to be different, and I'm interested to see how the Packers respond when they're talking about this, because obviously this is a thing the Eagles are talking a lot about internally.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like they're like thrilled, per se, to go down there. And I remember listening to Lane Johnson yesterday, was on with Afternoons. And he, like, dropped the comment, and at the very end, like, yeah, well, you know, we'll be going there Wednesday, so quick turnaround. I'm just wondering, like, if their mindset isn't fully, like, can't wait to go play a football game in another country, like, very excited. Like, it sounds more like they're dreading having to do it than anything. And I don't love that going into week one.
But you're going to feel like that. You're going to feel like that on a Monday, or in this case,
a Friday.
On a Friday.
Or Thursday.
Or Thursday. You're going to feel like that. But as you get close to the game, you start to put that away. I tell you what, it's really going to be is it'll probably come back when you get there and see what the hotel's like. Because I'm assuming if they're telling you not to leave a hotel, it would not be a surprise to me if there's like barricades around the hotel and armed guards all over the place. I would not be surprised if that was the case. Now, that might be a little unsettling. And be like, damn.
Of course it's unsettling. Where are we?
Like, what the hell are we doing here? Play a football game? Now, that might be unsettling, but once you get to the stadium, that's probably going to be another culture shock because there's probably going to be a whole lot of tanks and stuff around. I'm being extreme. I'm being extreme when I say that, but I don't know what to expect.
I don't either. Here's what I know we can expect, and it's what the Eagles are going to wear. So the uniform combination has been announced here. You see this one? For the first time ever, the Eagles are going to have a black helmet, white jersey, black pants. A noticeable lack of green, Hugh. You mentioned the green stuff down there in Brazil. The Packers are going to wear green. I mean, someone had to. They're both these teams have green. But there's the Eagles uniform next Friday night. Black helmet, white jersey, black pants. Are you a fan of this Eagles uniform combo, Hugh Douglas?
I like it. You know what? You know what's funny, Joe? I'm thinking, when I think of Green Bay, they can't wear the white jerseys.
I think they're going to wear the regular green.
Can they, though?
Yeah.
I was thinking, what's the
yellow,
throwback?
Right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Kyle.
Green Bay Packers wear yellow.
That's what I was thinking.
The green pants.
They don't wear green pants.
No, I don't know what
the Packers wear yellow pants.
Let me.
They have a green stripe.
I'm trying to picture it.
It's been a while since football's been played, man. You've completely forgot what the Packers uniform looks like.
Maybe I have. Well, who's wearing green then?
Nobody, apparently.
Nah, that ain't going to be no green. It's probably going to be a. That's what I was trying to wonder. What the
What are you talking about? The Packers wear green jerseys.
No, yeah, they do.
Well, oh, they wear green jerseys.
They wear green jerseys. Okay, yeah, they wear yellow pants.
Though, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first, you guys had me feel like I'm crazy.
No, but you were but saying you know what
pants.
I was thinking?
I'm like, they wear yellow pants.
First thing I said was green jersey, and you looked at me like I was crazy. They
you
wear
know
green
what I was
jerseys.
Thinking?
I
don't know.
I know they do.
I don't know what they're wearing, but they got the throwbacks where it's like a doo-doo brown. The doo-doo brown.
No, they better not wear those.
They might wear the doo-doo brown.
Well, no, we can't have the Packers and Eagles with white and black on the one side, and then doo-doo brown on the other.
Doo-doo brown, man.
No. I think the Packers are going to wear their regular yellow helmet, green jersey combination. That's probably what they're going to wear.
I don't know.
So the first time the Eagles wore the black pants with the white jersey, it was a couple years ago. Jalen and Devontae really
won. The Broncos,
right? But they had the green helmet. Now they have the black helmet.
They can wear the blue and the brown, the doo-doo brown helmets.
No, they could do that.
With the number on the front.
No. They got to wear green.
I probably would have did a throwback.
But why?
I mean, so that you can adhere to the rules. Man, ain't no telling.
What rules?
These folks over there, man, are tripping over colors.
But they're playing
gangbangers. I wouldn't take a chance.
I can't watch blue and brown Packers against white and black Eagles. Hey, we have some green?
Listen, let me tell you.
Come on, Hugh.
Those cats, that'll probably be one of the absolute fastest games. Everybody will be trying to get their ass out of Brazil as soon as possible. They probably won't even shower. They're going to shower. I'll take that back.
The Packers are going to wear their green jerseys.
They're going to wear the green ones?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess they're minimizing the green.
Yeah, well, I guess someone had to wear a different color because they're similar colors.
Did we alert Herb about the color thing? Because Herb says he will be down there.
Yeah.
Should put a PSA out there.
I was just talking to Elliot. Elliot's leaving soon, too. So I guess everyone needs to know about the color situation.
Okay, well, the other thing is, now that it reminds me, is that there's something going on with Twitter down there in Brazil.
Yeah, they might be just axing Twitter down in Brazil. So no Elliot tweets all week. Get ready, people. 215-592.
Any game tweets.
It might be bad for Elliot.
Game tweets?
Elliot there's nobody. Tweet. Yeah, I mean, who's going to be able to tweet from the sidelines down there? Like,
you know what matters more than ever? Howard Eskin on the sidelines.
That's right.
He's going to give you the only information you're getting on game night. It's Howard Eskin. No tweets. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Josh in Wilmington. Hey, Josh.
Yo, what's going on, Joe and my main man, Coup de Gracie?
Hey, Josh.
What's happening? So last night was awesome. I mean, let's be real. We've been talking about Nick Castellanos. I'm going to apologize to him again, Hugh. That's my take. I'm apologizing to Nick again because dude is feeling it right now. And when Brandon Marsh came up, I was sitting there. I'm like, man, he needs to do something, right? I mean, he said, the bat's waking up. No sooner did I had that thought, bam, there she goes, man. I thought last night's win was awesome. And I've never really gotten into the Kool-Aid that you've been trying to pour down everyone's throat there, Joe, about being back or whether or not we were off or whatever. I mean, I talk a lot of trash. And I said last weekend, oh, I'm putting them on the shelf, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't do it. And the long and short is I feel that we're ready to take a good ride with this club, man. And, you know, I'm ready. I'm ready for some more outlandish takes. But this Brazil with the bird?
Yep, it's wild.
I mean, you can forget it. I would go anywhere near Brazil. And I'm with Hugh on this one here. Like, I wouldn't take a shower. You tell me not to drink the water? No shower for me.
That's a little weird.
But wait
me.
A second. They're going to get there. They're going to have a walkthrough Thursday. They're going to play a game Friday. No shower until you get back to the U.S.?
Hey, dude, I got to do what I got to do.
Oh, that's a lot.
I mean, I'm going to bring some Cottonelle wipes and some extra Old Spice. You know what I mean? It's going to be good. We're going
to
make it
You're
work.
You're going to have to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, that plane ride home is going to stink, though.
No, but listen.
53 players with the Cottonelle wipes? Come on now.
Yeah,
they
got names for those kind of baths that you take when they're like that. It starts with a H. I just gave Joe something he didn't know before. Shout out to all the women that didn't know exactly what I'm talking about.
Only the people that have taken those.
Yeah, they know what I'm talking about. Listen, Josh know what I'm talking about.
You better bet it. And I'll tell you what, the best majority of the time, I'm all in with you, Hugh. I mean, you and I are on the same wavelength, right?
Yeah.
So, listen, the only thing that concerns me with the birds just jumping off the way that they are and their daughter is, you know, how much this could take away from at least the first third of the season, right? I mean, there's a possibility of that. You know, that's a long haul. I mean, it's not like going to the West Coast. I mean, you know, and having a little bit of an extended break to come back and play the following Monday night, I mean, okay. But at the same time, I mean, what if something were to happen down there? I just don't think it's really well planned out by the NFL. And to send two teams that both wear green to a place where it's been noted, I mean, I think the
but
NFL
not only that,
overall,
just to go to Brazil.
Well, you know, Josh, yeah. Of all of them, and they're all money grabs, and I get it. If I ran a business, I would try to grow it like they do too. But this one in particular, to start the season in Brazil, and then, you know, it's not going to affect us, Josh, because we're local, but the Peacock angle to this, right? If you're not in the Philadelphia region or the Green Bay region, you have to pay to watch this game. This isn't like an NBC or, you know, Fox or like a normal game. You got to pay for Peacock like it's a playoff game last year. This is a serious money grab. To start the season by the NFL. There's no question. And they're putting people in danger. Hopefully, everyone's all right. All right, Josh, give us a food here. Out-of-state food we should try. What do you got?
All right, so let's keep it regional, right? I mean, I could have went all over the place. I did some traveling in my day due to my work schedule, or due to working and then the schedule, obviously. So I've eaten food all over the country. However, I'm a big fan down in Baltimore of Pit Beef. If anyone's ever had any Pit Beef out of Baltimore,
I have.
It's like,
yep.
It's like Chicagoland Italian beef,
mm-hmm.
but you know, it's open pit, so it's cooked on. You know, there's fire associated to making this come to life for you, and it's really good.
It is. I've had it. It's a cool experience. So yeah, it's interesting you brought that up, but Josh, we appreciate it, because usually when he said Maryland, I thought he was going to go something associated with crabs, right? Crab soup or crab dip or just Maryland crabs, but he went with the pit beef there.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I would try that. I'd definitely try that.
How about that? Usually Tri-Day thinks Hugh Douglas says he would not try, so we got something that Hugh said he would try. That's a big deal.
No, it's funny because people are starting. I guess they picked up what I was putting down. I'll tell you about it.
This is one of those for a break?
Yeah, the
I'd say once a week, Hugh says. I'll tell you on the break.
And then no, but yeah, I got to tell you on the break.
All right, Matt in Downingtown talking about Jalen's comments. What's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How we doing, Matt? What are you thinking today?
I'm good, man. Yo, I was just going to say about Jalen saying what he said, you know, about Kelce making the calls and stuff. He said it halted him. I think he should have been sitting in that meeting, you know, and just kind of been, you know, picking Jason's brain and stuff while he had the chance, you know, about making the calls.
Matt, I thought the same thing. It's funny, like, I get it, right? If the Eagles say Jason's got it, don't worry about it, okay. And if Jason's got it, but I would think behind the scenes he would have been learning, so when it was his time, which is now, he'd be, you know, totally ready to go. And just the way he made it sound is, yeah, they told me not to worry about it, so now I'm going to worry about it.
Yeah, I like don't know what the situ was with, you know, him sitting in or if he wasn't supposed to or whatnot. But, yeah, I'm like, you know, you got to be more proactive than just sitting back and, you know. I don't know.
Well, because he knew his time was coming. You know, we all knew Kelce was going to retire sooner than later. Like, I almost get it in 2022, Matt. It was just, you know, they were trying to go win a Super Bowl and it's a second year as a starter and whatever. But last year, you feel like, was the time that he should have been ready to go and learning. And I for some reason, he's basically saying he didn't do that.
Yeah. And last year would have been a good year to put a little bit more on his plate, you know. And now it's like sink or swim. You know what I mean?
So, it totally is. All right, Matt, give us a food from a different state we should try.
I was just going to go with the old lobster roll in Maine.
It's a good one.
Lobster roll.
A good lobster roll. That is a great one. Matt, ever lobster roll?
I don't think I have. Lobster roll.
That's good stuff.
Because is that like the same as a cheesesteak roll? Like,
this is more of a, just like a, think of a hoagie roll, but it's a little, like a hot dog roll or a hoagie roll with the lobster. It's almost like a lobster salad thing, you know, like a chicken salad or a tuna salad, Hugh, but a lobster salad.
I gotta see that. I gotta look that up because I don't.
Now, the interesting thing about lobster rolls is sometimes they're served warm, sometimes they're served cold. You can have them both ways. I'd rather cold than warm, but they're good either way. So he said something there. Our last caller, Matt, about Jalen.
Oh, it's like a hoagie sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a chicken salad or a tuna salad.
It's chopped up. Yeah.
But it's lobster.
Yeah, okay.
Salad.
Gotcha.
Oh, it's good. I've had
that
it.
That looks pretty good.
Yeah, I had it a few years ago when I was up in somewhere in Massachusetts. But yeah, the Maine is kind of that's the big spot. All right. So back to the Jalen thing and about him, you know, his eagerness to learn being stunted a little bit by the Eagles. Why do you think they did that, Hugh? Like let's kind of paint the picture here. Last couple years, they have Kelce, right? And he's calling out the blitzes. He's setting protection.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get Jalen ready to do it? Do you think, like, I have a couple theories. One, they didn't want to put too much on his plate as a young quarterback. Two, Kelce was just so good at it, they didn't feel any need to get anyone else in the process. Or three, they didn't feel like at that point of Jalen's development, he could handle an extra thing. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Don't you think you would try to help move him along so when Kelce's not here, he takes over?
You know what? The more we talk about this, like, I have questions that I know they readily won't get answered, but I look at it more so like this, Joe. I think that by what he's saying is, when he talks about, you know, my growth was stunted.
Yep. Halted. They halted.
I think maybe it was when I hear that, I'm thinking maybe there was a difference of opinion in how the way things should be handled. And there was a little bit of a pushback. Or bottom line is, I think they weren't on the same page for whatever reason. And I think that kind of rubbed Jalen the wrong way. You know, I mean, for what it sounds like, because he's still talking about it. And that's the unfortunate thing about this, because initially, like I said, it didn't register with
me. Yeah.
Because I'm in football mode. I'm getting ready for the beginning of the season. And I've pushed all of that stuff that happened last year to the back of my mind, because I'm like, okay, moving forward now, knowing how important this season is, knowing what's at stake, and going off of what Jalen has said in the past, I felt like it was a nothing burger. But now when you listen to it and you talk about, like, having your growth stunted and stuff like that, those are powerful things being said by somebody that's a very, very smart individual.
It's troubling. Yeah. It's troubling that he divulged this, right? Like, for whatever reason yesterday, and again, he was not asked about his development in picking up blitzes or setting protection. He was asked how Cam Jurgens is doing. He volunteered this. But Kyle, I found it troubling that he went there, and then I don't know whose fault it is, whether it's his or the Eagles. I'm guessing it's more the Eagles told him, you don't need to worry about this. But, like, they should have had him preparing for this moment, and for whatever reason, he said they didn't.
Yeah, like, so it just raised so many questions in my head when I heard it. Like, one, who told him not to? Two, why? Three, why did he offer that up unprompted? And then, like, off of that, it makes me wonder if he's offering that up to make an excuse for last year. Or if he's just, you know, letting everyone know that, hey, I'm a little slow in the uptick here for this year, and I'm behind.
Maybe he's bitter that he's behind. Like,
yeah.
I wanted to learn this a year ago. They told me don't worry about
it. I just don't understand what the point was of offering up Jason Kelce and the blitz pickup last year unprompted.
It's still on his mind.
Right.
I mean, that's why. I mean, that
rent-free.
It is rent-free in his head. I mean, it is. And a part of me feels like there's just a lack of accountability on his part. That, hey, it's not me. Jason, offense last year, Sirianni, you know, pick your person to blame. And next week, when we play Green Bay, if I struggle with this, hey, it's my first game ever doing it. Jalen Hurts basically told us yesterday that tomorrow will be his first game in the – not tomorrow. Next week will be his first game in the NFL, calling out all the protections.
Man, that dog ain't going to hunt.
What, but
I know what you're saying.
It does hunt to an extent.
No, that dog is not going to hunt.
Well, people may not want to give him grace, Hugh, but I'm not expecting him to be flawless at it next week.
He don't have to be flawless, Joe, but he better not look incompetent. Like, that's for damn sure.
But it's his first time doing it.
I don't care if it was his first time. No, let me pull that one back. But anyway, yeah, he needs to be competent out there. Everything, whatever you feel like he's trying to set up, or he feels like he's trying to set up, you best believe that dog is not going to hunt. Nobody, when they play in Brazil, nobody's going to talk about Jason's going to be talking, and they're going to be talking about losing him, but nobody's going to be talking about, oh, well, you know, Jason did this, that, and the third. There might, you know what, I take that back. There might be some conversation like that about, you know, it's a little bit different because he's there, whatever. But, dog, it's on you. Everything that you do, it's on you.
But it's his first time doing it.
Don't care.
Well,
I don't care.
You may not care, but I'm not going to be surprised if they struggle picking up the blitz next week.
If they struggle, Joe, they better struggle and win.
Well, they're probably not going to win if they struggle.
They got a chance, but they better struggle and win. It better not be a mighty struggle. It may not be one of those struggles where the next conversation that we have is talking about Kenny Two Gloves out there playing. It better not be that.
Well, it's going to be that, or they miss Kelce. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Your phone calls here. The Phillies, Hurts, Eagles in Brazil, and your foods from other states for a chance at our prize today. And when we come back, you know what time it is. It's 12 o'clock on a Friday, a Fransky Friday. Scott joins us next on the Midday Show. All your calls on Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel any time. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.